I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday, the 9th of December. The Milwaukee County Park System is what we talk about this hour of the program. It is a beauty. It is one of Milwaukee's most treasured assets. And I would go so far as to say it's one of the best park systems in the whole country. It was designed some years ago, and it has all kinds of trails, 153 miles of county trails, beaches, of course, because of Lake Michigan. It has ballparks, and it has picnic grounds and playgrounds and concerts taking place all over this park system. But the park system is not being funded the way that it should be. As a matter of fact, funding for the Milwaukee County Park System, today's budget is the same as it was in 1983, and so parks are suffering from the decline. We'll talk about how they are suffering and what can be done about it this hour. Jim Gooley is our guest, Executive Director of the Park People of Milwaukee County. It's a nonprofit, and its mission is to enhance and protect Milwaukee County parks, their resources and facilities, to develop wider public interest in and appreciation of the parks, open space, and recreational facilities offered by the park system. We'll be welcoming phone calls for Jim if you'd like to join our conversation. I'm sure some of you have favorite parks in Milwaukee, or you want to point to something that needs a bit of repair. You can contrast and compare today's parks with parks some years ago. And you can also learn more about the history of the parks. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And because you're smart, I know that you can keep two numbers in mind. We're also in our winter membership drive, and we have a match going on this hour, so it makes it an important hour for you to give, because up to $1,500, we have a match. So it means twice the money. So the pledge number is 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org. Jim, thank you very much for being with us. Hi.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's my pleasure to be here.
Why don't we start with the history of the park system? Because it is, if you live in Milwaukee County, it is an incredible asset to this area. It is so extensive. The parks in the past have been so beautiful. Why do we have this here?
Well, I attribute it basically to our socialist past in Milwaukee, and there was a great need as Milwaukee was expanding as an urban center to provide open spaces for people, so for relaxation, aesthetics, and so on and so forth. So fortunately, our forefathers were very beneficial to us in the later years by devoting a lot of land in Milwaukee County to parks.
Mm-hmm. And when I read that number of miles of trails, that's incredible.
It truly
153
is.
Miles?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's probably one of the best kept secrets in Milwaukee County. And maybe it's not a secret anymore, because the Milwaukee County Parks has been expanding their trail system for a number of years. It actually opened in 1976 as the 76 Trail. It was 76 miles. So mm-hmm. we've made quite good progress on expanding our trails over those years.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're with Park People, and the mission is to enhance and protect Milwaukee County Parks. Because funding has been lacking in the last some years, your mission is even greater, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Our organization... our mission is citizen stewardship in Milwaukee County Parks, and we do a number of things. Advocacy is one of them, but the greatest need that I see for our park system right now is finding some type of dedicated funding source so we can protect our parks for future generations.
Mm-hmm. How much money do you need, and why is there a shortage of funds to paint and to make sure that the ballparks are in good shape and the parks are not filled with invasive species?
It's hard to put a dollar figure on how much we actually need. But I can tell you that over the years, our parks budget has eroded significantly. Mm-hmm. Going back 30 years, our parks budget was $44 million. Today, it's $46 million. So you go 30 years, and the Parks Department budget went up by a little less than $2 million. And you can factor in inflation and figure out that that's really not enough to keep our parks looking the way they should. You know, you drive by our parks and they look good from the roadway, but if you get out and take a look at some of the buildings and facilities, you can see the use has taken its toll on these buildings. Many of the buildings need roofs, paint, window glazing, heating plant, accessible facilities for people of all walks. So putting a dollar figure on what we need is kind of hard to do, although that it's been estimated that the deferred maintenance budget alone for our parks is approaching $200
million. $200 million?
Yes.
Whew. Well, what's happened? Why aren't we funding the parks?
There's been a lot of factors that have led to this, not the least of which is state mandates that take a bigger toll on our local funding, Milwaukee County funding. But I think, too, that our parks were expanding during the glory years when Milwaukee County was flourishing and homes were being built in every conceivable area, and our property tax base was expanding exponentially. The people that were managing the county at the time, the governance and such, they were flush in money. So they developed many of our parks during those years. Unfortunately, we've pretty much maxed out our capital base, or our taxing base, and because of that and other programs that Milwaukee County has to fund, Health and Human Services is a very, very valuable program as well. There's more competition for that particular tax dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's had a big part of it.
You wrote an op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on November 22nd titled, "Any Regional Sales Tax Increase Must Include Parks Funding." What's going on with the regional sales tax, and is parks even a part of it?
That's a good question. There's been a movement by the Metro Milwaukee Area Chamber of Commerce, and they've been holding citizen symposiums for the last couple of years, and they're moving towards some type of legislative action for the state to incorporate some type of regional sales tax that would support cultural entities in Milwaukee County.
Mm-hmm.
A number of cultural entities in Milwaukee County are actually partially funded by Milwaukee County. So the PAC, the museum, and a number of other entities like the zoo receive funding from Milwaukee County. And they have needs as well as the parks. So that's basically what the MMAC has been working on. And I attended a couple of those, actually, and made the case for Milwaukee County Parks, because if there is a tax increase, I think parks should be part of that. Now, when you're speaking of on a regional level, it gets a little bit more difficult, because we're talking about supporting Milwaukee County Parks here, and people in Washington County, Zaki County, Racine County really maybe don't use our parks. The preponderance of people in those areas probably don't. So I think that it's more likely that instead of a regional tax, there would be a Milwaukee County tax. And if there is such, and I think, too, it would be a much easier sell if there was a Milwaukee County sales
yes.
tax increase to support parks, that would have a better chance of passing and potentially getting the legislature to move on that.
So it has to go to the legislature? It's their decision, ultimately?
Milwaukee County is a ward of the state, basically. So anything Milwaukee County does has to have state approval. So if you're talking about increasing any type of sales tax or whatever, say a parks district for that matter, you would have to have state enabling legislation to do that.
Mm-hmm. And is this right? MMAC is asking for a referendum that asks separately, do you support an increase in taxes for the parks?
I don't know whether they're talking about a referendum or going directly to state legislatures and starting with those that are local and getting some type of an adoption of legislation that would set up the ability to do some type of regional or Milwaukee County
mm-hmm.
sales tax increase.
And when does everybody hope to accomplish this, Jim? Next year?
I don't know the timeline, to be honest with you. I'm assuming it would be over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, I think that it was worthy to get something in the paper and get people's attention,
right,
saying that Milwaukee County Parks should be included.
And when you look at it a household basis, how much money are we talking about for a tax increase?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I don't have a really good answer for you, unfortunately. But, we're talking about pennies on a dollar. So it would probably equate to, less than $100 a year on your whatever, depending on what you're buying. If you're buying big ticket items, a car, a boat, or something, of course, it's going to be more costly. But when you think about it, and some people would argue that a sales tax is a regressive tax because it hits everybody of every income. But think about it: prescription drugs and food, essentials for life are not taxed for sales tax. It's just other things that may be described as discretionary.
Mm-hmm. You look at how the parks are utilized in Milwaukee County, and it is amazing, particularly in the summer. The barbecues, the picnics, parks are just brimming with life.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, and it's been a really wonderful thing to see, because a number of years ago, actually when I was a kid, you'd see parks loaded with picnics, and then for a number of years, the picnics kind of dwindled, but now you see people of all races, you know, all religions, whatever, out there enjoying the parks, having picnics, and, you know, right, playing on the athletic fields, or just sitting on a park bench enjoying nature.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. We're going to welcome phone calls for Jim, and we'll do so in just one moment. Our phone number for on-air participation, we're talking about the Milwaukee County Parks this hour, and what it is we can do to make sure that they're in really good shape, because many of them are not at this point. Jim indicated why, that the money, funding for our park system over the past, has eroded over the past 30 years, so that our budget is the same as it was in 1983, which means that some of the invasive species are not being taken care of. Some of the buildings need painting and glazing and replacement of roofs and heating plant renovations. The Park People of Milwaukee County, he's the executive director, have been working with a group of volunteers for many years to return our parks to where they were some years ago. Is it time for there to be a little bit of a tax for Milwaukee County residents that is designated either just for the parks or as part of a cultural tax that will go to all the things in this area that are terrific for the quality of life? What do you think? 800-486-8655 is our number. 800-486-8655. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kathleen Dunn, Lisa Nalbandian joining me here in Milwaukee, and we are also in our year-end membership drive. It is your chance to support all of the programs that you count on every day, the people you count on every day. You're in touch, you're informed, you're interested, you're smart, and your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2016.
Thank you to everyone who pledged last hour. We heard from four new and returning members. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And right now, I know, Kathleen, you love these hours. We have a dollar.
Right.
We have a dollar for dollar match up to $1,500. This generous match is from an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member, and it means they'll match every dollar you give up to $1,500.
So this is the hour to pledge,
yes,
right?
Right now.
Absolutely right now. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, Kathleen, as we like go through our days and go through our weeks, we all are searching for really good, honest information.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly, it's not that easy to find. And I'm going to guess that's why you tune to the Kathleen Dunn Show every day. Kathleen and her producers, KP Whaley and Scotty Lee Myers, really search for the best guests on the best topics.
Oh, we've had so many. You can hardly even remember. So many great interviews. Tracy Stewart last week, John Stewart's wife on animals, and that was wonderful. Tomorrow we talk about elephants and killer whales. We're talking about Milwaukee County Parks. We're talking with explorers and historians. It's the kind of information that you can't get anywhere else. It's a kind of conversation that is only possible with your support. So make your contribution right now during this Double the Money Hour,
mm-hmm.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Not only do we have a challenge grant this hour, but also this holiday season, we're working with local food banks to make your gift go even farther.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help people in need. So ask for food for $20 when you give $60 or food for $40 when you give $120. And how this works is that your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank right in your neighborhood. So you can do two really great things at once with your pledge, all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in, you know, in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Don't you like that? We're such great company. It's one of the highest honors you can pay somebody. You're such great company. Isn't that good?
Very true.
That's true. It's true. I think we are. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Lisa Nalbandian is here. We are asking for your support. It's our year-end membership drive. And when you think about it, your money, you think maybe $5 a month. Maybe some of you can do $100 a month. You love us that much, and you've been blessed financially. We appreciate whatever you can give, and actually, we count on it.
And you probably, I'm going to guess, discovered first WPR as a listener, and maybe you listened a few times a week, and then you started listening every day. And after a while, you might think, yeah, it's probably time to join that WPR family as a donor. Funding the great programs on WPR is an effort by thousands of people all over Wisconsin.
We do this together, one pledge at a time, $1 at a time. If you have not given before, you could start with a donation of $5 a month. And it's really easy to set all of this up. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station. Your intelligence, your involvement, and your high expectations shape everything you hear on these airwaves.
And we thank you for making sure that Wisconsin and beyond Wisconsin has a vital, strong, and we are strong public radio service. It is your station because you fund it. So we ask you to take that step. It's really a responsibility.
It sure is.
Right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Kathleen mentioned this just a second ago that, you know, setting it up is really easy. And it is. It's easy and simple, which is nice that it's both of those things. Here's what we need. Your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay. That's all.
It's easy. As Lisa said, it's easy. You make a one-time gift, or you can also start this automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You decide how you want to give, and then all you have to do is go to WPR.org, or you go to 888-202-2552.
You already have the habit, right, of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. You're doing it every day anyway. So go one step farther and make a habit of donating. And it's such a good habit. It's a habit you can be really proud of. Get started right now. You can help with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember that any amount becomes double that any amount,
right?
Because we're in this dollar for dollar match, which is going on all this hour. It's a good hour to pledge. I'm not kidding you. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
That's right. So we have that member match in effect, and also the whole drive. We have the food for 20 when you give $5 a month, or food for 40 when you give $10 a month. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Herb from Madison says, I've been a WPR listener for many years but have not contributed for a while. The time has come to help support a wonderful resource. And we thank you so much, Herb, for your call and your gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So join Herb, call right now, become a member, support your WPR listening. Do it all, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And muchas gracias, Lisa. Thanks very much. Thanks to all of you who have pledged. And remember this hour, it's double your pledge, really, because of the support of another listener. So it's a good thing. Jim Gooley is our guest this hour, Executive Director of the Park People of Milwaukee County. Their mission is to protect Milwaukee County parks and to make sure that they have the proper resources, which they don't at this point in time, and there are things that need to be done, and the budget hasn't been keeping up with the needs. It really is a treasure in Milwaukee County. People use it for all kinds of reasons, and it makes the whole county area a thing of beauty. So we're welcoming phone calls for him. Our number here for on-air contribution is 800-486-8655. And Jim, we start our calls with Brian in Milton. Hi, Brian.
Yes.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. Oh, say, a number of years ago, I worked for a company. This was during the 80s. And we sold dishwashing liquids and chemicals to a lot of the facilities in Milwaukee. And one of them was the restaurants that were in the parks. There was one right off North Avenue, I know, that a park right near the lake that had one, but there was five or six throughout the city. Do those still exist?
To be honest, I'm not sure.
The restaurants? Okay. Do you know which ones they were? Like in Lake Park they had, now it's a pretty fancy restaurant. It used to be a place I used to go and get scrambled eggs on Sunday morning. Those kinds
they were really good restaurants. They had, you know, sandwiches at lunchtime and, like you said, breakfast and, you know, ice cream and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Do you know if many parks have those now? I know they're...
Well, we have the Bartolana Bistro at Lake Park.
Right.
There's... banquet facilities, like at Berner Botanical Gardens at the Visitor Center.
Right.
I believe that's catered by Zilli. I don't know whether they actually have anything other than weekend-type buffets.
Mm-hmm.
Others are escaping me at this point.
I wonder if that would be a way to make money. Obviously, they went away for some reason, maybe because the parks could make money by selling them to restaurants that were more substantial. But it was a nice thing to have in parks.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's a number of clubhouses that serve food.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a lot of them have Friday night fish fries.
Oh, all right. There you go. Anything else, Brian? Brian's gone. Thanks, Brian. I mean, this is Brian now. No, that was Brian. Now we've got Milan in Wauwatosa. Hi, Milan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am not from Milwaukee originally, and I've noticed that there are huge amounts of public golf courses, and I do not understand why the county has so many golf courses. It seems to be a very small group of population that uses them, and it's not really a natural environment, and have they looked into selling those or using them for other purchases, or I don't know why we need so many golf courses.
Well, actually, our golf courses produce a very good revenue stream from Milwaukee County Parks. That revenue goes to subsidize other park operations, so if you go to any one of the golf courses on the weekend, there's usually a waiting list, so they do get a lot of use. The par 3 golf courses, maybe not so much. So,
oh, really? I'm not a golfer, but I do the par 3s. They don't get much use, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say they don't get much, but they don't get as much as the regulation courses do. But, yeah, that is a really good revenue source for Milwaukee County. Now, when you think about it, Milwaukee County Park's budget is made up of two things. It's tax levy or it's revenue that they can produce. So if they can increase their revenue, they can increase their spending. So I would say that the land that those golf courses sit on right now is put to very good use.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for the call. Let's talk about the kind of work that Park People is doing. You have a lot of volunteers. Tell me, how bad is the problem of invasive species in Milwaukee County Parks?
Oh, boy, it's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah. It's unbelievable how much land has been taken over by invasive species over the years. Specifically, garlic mustard, of course, and woody type of invasive species is buckthorn. And you can go to areas in Milwaukee County that is basically a monoculture of buckthorn.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. So the Park People actually conducts a program called Weed Out, and we've been doing this for about, close to 20 years now, actually. And in spring and fall, we solicit volunteers, and we have about a six-week program where we go into parks and remove invasive species. In spring, we go after soft vegetative plants, garlic mustard, Dame's rocket, burdock, and basically that's just getting volunteers to go and pull it out, decreasing the seed stock. And in fall, we go after woody invasive species, and that would be basically buckthorn and Asian honeysuckle. And there we provide the tools, saws, lopping shears, and so on and so forth, to actually cut those trees down. And we treat the stumps with an herbicide that would knock out the root system. So we're making headway, but certainly not anywhere near where we would hope to be, because these invasive species basically outcompete our native species. And in fact, buckthorn, the root system emits an enzyme that inhibits growth of other species. So it's a very, very tough problem. And Milwaukee County does now have a program to remove invasive species. They've got a natural areas crew, and a good part of what they do during the summer months is work with citizen groups and individually within their own crew to remove invasive species. But the Park People on an annual basis brings about another 700 volunteers. and they're usually averaging about 3 hours per volunteer. So we're making a dent in it.
Yeah. Has this been around for a long time or not? New?
When I was young, I don't remember buckthorn, to be honest with you. Hmm. It was brought over. There certainly was buckthorn in Milwaukee County many years ago, but it was basically brought over by the Europeans in the late 1800s because ultimately, if you plant a buckthorn plant and then it gets a few years old, you snip the top and then you have like 8 leads coming out. So it forms like a nice hedgerow, similar to a privet hedge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was brought over, and unfortunately, there are no other species that eat it, or no fungi that attack it. There's really nothing that goes after and takes buckthorn out other than people. So it's a very important program, and we're proud to conduct it.
Mm-hmm. Is there somebody who, other than your organization, who periodically, just for quality of life reasons, does a tour of parks in Milwaukee County and looks at what has to be done? Does somebody in county government do that? And is there a list of priority projects, or do they neglect the parks?
Oh, no. The Parks Department has a list of much needed items that are considered deferred maintenance. And if you take a look at a lot of the parkway roads, you'll see that there's a great need, because in a lot of cases those serve as main arterials. And a number of years I would stay off them because I treasured the suspension system on my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but the last couple of years they've made some progress. In fact, this last summer, nearly the whole Menominee River Parkway from Congress down to the village of Wauwatosa has been replaced. So, and very nicely, they've incorporated a lot of rain gardens. So to catch the runoff that would hit these roads, that runoff is now being diverted to rain gardens. So they did an excellent job doing that, but there's many other miles of Parkway Road that need to be fixed up.
So how do you decide what will be deferred and what needs immediate attention?
The Parks Department, a number of years ago, in one aspect, and it was basically addressing the paved surfaces in Milwaukee County, so the park paths, the roadways, the tennis courts, so on and so forth, they put together a list of needs. And again, this is going back probably 20 years, and they prioritized the need. And they've been updating that over a number of years. So that basically serves as their model for what gets addressed next, based on what type of capital dollars are available to them.
Hmm. And are there parks that you find are just really the jewels of the Milwaukee County Park System that perhaps have received more attention or do need more attention because of the numbers of people who go to those parks?
Oh, boy. Everybody points to Lincoln Memorial Drive as the jewel of the Milwaukee County Park System. And, it's probably maintained a little bit better than other parks, specifically those that are in the neighborhoods. But I think every park has a great need. Like I said earlier, if you get out of your car and take a walk and look at some of the facilities, you'll see firsthand that our buildings and our athletic fields really need some help.
Yeah.
So I can't really point to anything other than, Lincoln Memorial Drive is like a treasured item. I'm sure that people living near a regional park or a neighborhood park would consider that their treasure as well, because it's within walking distance. So
we're going to welcome more phone calls for Jim. We're talking about Milwaukee County Parks. Jim is the executive director of the Park People of Milwaukee County, and they are a nonprofit group, and their mission is to make sure the parks are in really good shape, and the parks are not in really good shape now. There's a lot of deferred maintenance, as you have heard Jim talk about, and we're not spending more money. Funding for the whole system has eroded over the last 30 years. Should it be bigger priority? What parks do you think are in need of attention? What parks do you love in Milwaukee County Park? And do you appreciate the fact that Milwaukee County has this very elaborate, wonderful system of parks? Unlike many other cities in the country, it's got some parks that are worth preserving and making a little bit more spiffy. Our phone number for you to join us on air today is 800-486-8655. 855. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian, and we are also in our year-end membership drive. We are listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and at this very moment, it's your chance, really, to make sure that we're ready to start 2016 in good financial shape. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year, and here's how you make them possible when you pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,500 this hour, and it's in effect right now. And it's a great, great time to pledge because an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member will double every dollar you give. And they do this because they want to inspire you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The people who put together this show love doing this work, KP Whaley and Scotty Myers, and I love our jobs, as you can imagine. All of the work that goes into making sure you have top-notch guests and a chance to speak with all of these people, it's terrific. You don't get a show like this anywhere else, and this show is possible pledge by pledge only on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We ask that you give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I just want to take a moment right now and just give a big thank you to all of our sustaining members. With ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card, you have such a big effect on WPR's funding. You just make it more stable.
You probably find that those automatic monthly payments are pretty easy to fit into your budget. And now might be a great time, just a thought here, to increase that gift by a few dollars a month. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, internally, we've been talking a lot about Wisconsin Public Radio and our history, and we're almost 100 years old.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, and you know, and you think about, well, why? How could that be possible? And I think it's because we just have this history of focusing on quality every single day. And you make that quality possible. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes this program possible and all the other programs you hear. You really are a part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR. So donate. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Money! I'm Joy Cardine, and we're back with On Your Money. Before the break, we were talking about how to save for those bigger things. When you just can't wait for a birthday or a holiday or whatever. Kevin?
Sure. Even though we're not kids anymore, I still recommend a piggy bank. They even make vegan ones.
We grow together. And with your support, we'll continue to grow.
It's compared to how I used to save as a kid.
Thanks, Susanna. Kevin, what do you think?
Yes, she makes a great point. When it is time to retire, you do not only need to have a piggy bank, you want as much money to spill out as you possibly can have.
I don't know why this conversation is sounding so familiar. John in Green Bay, go ahead.
Together, we are Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this year-end membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian, and we ask for your gift, $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you would like to give us, we thank you for it.
Maybe you've been on vacation recently or your car radio was broken, and I bet you felt like something was missing when you couldn't listen to WPR for a while. And then when you got home from your trip or you got your car radio fixed, you had WPR back, and I bet you felt just relieved and happy.
Yeah, it really is a coming home in a way. And when you see how happy you are to have all those familiar voices and programs back, that's when you realize how important WPR is in your life. The way to keep it here is to support it with your dollars. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for many, many reasons. You might give to Wisconsin Public Radio because you know it's a great way to make a difference and help your local community.
Your pledge today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives others chances to discover WPR. Give what you can, $5 a month, whatever amount is comfortable for you. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your contribution as the donor, you get to choose how to make your gift. Maybe you want to write out a check, or maybe you want to charge the whole thing on your credit card.
Or maybe you want to become a sustainer and make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card. More and more donors are actually finding that the sustaining option is the way to go, and we appreciate that steady and very reliable support.
Yeah, that's right. So bottom line, how you give is completely up to you. The important thing, though, is to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make that gift right now.
And this is an important hour. The dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect.
So give now, right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support for WPR, it's going to go twice as far in just this hour only. So make the pledge.
And if that isn't enough, I really like this. This holiday season, you can support the radio that you love and you can give something extra.
That's right. You can, when you pledge, you can ask for food for 20 when you give $5 a month, or food for 40 when you give $10 a month. And you also do that at WPR.org or simply by calling 888-202-2552.
Here's from a listener. I am excited and proud to finally be a member. I can't remember a time when WPR wasn't part of my life, and I promised myself that once I had a full-time job, I'd become a member. Now I'm done with school and following through on my promise. Thank you. Thanks for all of the great informative programming, WPR.
Oh, that's nice. It's so great to hear that. So join this listener who pledged. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Lisa. We're welcoming phone calls for Jim Gooley, Executive Director of the Park People of Milwaukee County. We're talking about the state of the parks, why the funding hasn't kept up with the need, the history of Milwaukee County parks, and we're taking phone calls. 800-486-8655 is our number. Claire in Madison is our next caller, Jim. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Claire.
Obviously, I don't live in Milwaukee, but I think it's just scandalous, Kathleen, and your guests, that the taxpayers are expected to fund the new Bucks Arena, which, of course, is to the advantage of literally billionaires, but parks, which are available to all free of charge, are not even given enough taxpayer funds for maintenance. It's just wrong.
Jim.
Thank you for your comment. Yeah, it's very well put. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, obviously, Bucks are a very important part of Milwaukee as well, but I think our parks have a longer history, and parks serve everybody. And like you said, they're free of charge. Anybody can go out and enjoy them at any point in time, and that's why they're so great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Claire, so much for your call. We go to Pat next in Milwaukee. Hi, Pat.
Well, hello, Kathy, and hello, Jim. This is Pat Small. I've been real involved in park issues for the last couple of years. And what's even more dangerous, in my opinion, than the invasive species is the predatory philosophy of some of our political elected officials and even people at the county level who want to sell the parks. And basically, for short-term financial or short-term budgetary reasons, or for whatever, because sometimes in some of the some of the thinking of these people is that we simply don't need the parks or whatever. And I really appreciate Jim's efforts in helping us to stem the sale or stop the sale last year of O'Donnell Park. But I'm still worried about other parks that are possibly targeted for sale. And if Jim could just speak for a moment or two on that, I would.
I'm sure he can. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Obviously, the park people being the Friends of Milwaukee County Parks, we are never for the sale of a park or parkland. You know, there are certain instances where the trade of a park may be for another more highly valued property may be something that we could support. But generally speaking, I think we need each and every one of the parks that we have. So, as Pat had mentioned, the park people did take a stand last year on the sale of O'Donnell Park. And again, so many people considered it just a parking structure, and it's more than that. It's a park that's in the central downtown area that provides recreational, but more aesthetic type of appreciation, and it's a major thoroughfare too for people getting to the art museum or going down to the Summerfest mm-hmm. or what, so on and so forth. So right now, the park may ultimately be sold, and there. That sale may take place, and the buyer would be the Milwaukee Art Museum. I guess if you were to say, you know, this is the lesser of two evils, that would be the case. And I believe that if the O'Donnell Park is sold to the Art Museum, that the Art Museum will hold that for the public purposes and as a park going forward. In fact, I could see them expanding the park and being part of their campus and potentially holding some really nice statue and art, so kind of for that, actually. So, and like I said, we are never for the sale, but I guess in this instance, we would have to accept that.
And that building is only going to have more visitors with their renovation. They've done a really nice job on that.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Isn't
it
pretty?
No doubt.
It really is pretty. And you also have to think, all of the people who designed this so many years ago, you talked about the lakefront and how important that is, Lincoln Memorial Drive. Mm-hmm. It's a jewel. When you look at what could have been done with that stretch of precious real estate and what has been done, it's open to the public. Stretches,
no doubt.
You know, it's wonderful.
Right, right. Yeah, you look at, compare it to Chicago's lakefront, where you've got Lakeshore Drive, which is basically six to eight lanes, and there really are no areas where you can cross over. You can cross under. There's some areas where there are some tunnels that go under that drive, but I think Milwaukee's done an excellent job of preserving its lakefront, both on the north side and the south side,
mm-hmm.
for that matter. So,
yeah, exactly.
And it's, again, free and open to the public, and there's really there's nothing stopping you from getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in Chicago, it's troublesome, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Pat, for your call, and we go next to John in Hales Corners. Hi, John.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
I was just calling. I live very close to Whitnall Park, and I've lived there for 30 years, and it's been really sad to see the park change as it has for the worse. I don't feel it's been maintained. We don't feel, my wife and I don't feel it's been maintained properly. The roads, even the grass trimming, I know that there's a policy about going green, but it seems as though they don't even trim for people to walk along the road through the park in a lot of places. And there was one other point that I had, and I live also near Root River Parkway, and I would say maybe a mile away from Whitnall, in the Root River Parkway, there was a neighborhood play center, okay, playground, and it was just built last year, and I don't want to even guess how much it cost. But it's sort of an in out of the way place, and I wondered how the judgment, you know, was made to spend the money on that rather than repair the crumbling bridges in Whitnall Park and dredging the ponds. Mm-hmm. There's several things that have to be done there.
John, thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's a good point. Generally, from my memory, there are two tot lots on River Parkway close to Whitnall Park, and that would be Picnic Area 1 and Picnic Area 2, which is basically a little bit around the corner and a little bit north from Picnic Area 1. And generally, I don't think the Parks Department is building any new tot lots or play areas for children at this point. I think what they're doing is renovating the ones that they've had. And that's been a program that's been going on for a number of years. And a lot of that is being done because of safety issues, where some of the old tot lots were not regarded as safe. There are new recommendations coming out every year from National Playground Safety Associations, and I think the Parks Department is doing what they can to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the call. Do you want to, we're in a membership drive, so we have to go to that, Jim, but do you want to give information on Parks People and how people can help in your efforts until the government comes around?
Sure. One thing that we didn't talk about earlier, and that's our Friends Group Initiative. one of the things we're proud of is that we assist individuals and small groups in starting friends groups for individual parks. And we've been doing that for a number of years. We started out many, many years ago and helped people from Lake Park set up the Lake Park Friends. We helped people from the domes help set up the Friends of the Domes. Same thing goes for Ware Nature Center and Berner Botanical Gardens. Since those early Friends Groups startups, we've been involved in probably about 30 different startups of Friends Groups for individual parks. Most recently, Friends of Pulaski Cudahy, Friends of Lincoln Park, Friends of Jacobus, probably skipping a few here, but we find that if you can get people engaged in their parks, it's just going to be much better for that particular park. So these friends groups form. They do simple projects in some cases. And in other cases, like Friends of Esterbrook, they recently spent $10,000 rebuilding an old stone stairway from the top, well, near the Esterbrook Beer Garden down to the falls there. Lake Park Friends has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars doing improvements in their park. Then on the other extreme, you have smaller friends groups that, you know, plant flowers or paint picnic tables.
Sure.
You know, so it runs the gamut. But once
give
you
us a number, if you would, please.
A number
for people to call if they want to volunteer.
Absolutely. The park people number is 414-273-7275. So if you would like to volunteer for our weed out in spring, we will have our spring calendar listed probably toward the middle of April. But if you have an interest in joining a friends group or starting a friends group, you can find that information on our webpage as well. We have a list of friends groups and contact information for those people.
Great.
Right on our websites, parkpeoplemke.org.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much. Jim Gooley, Executive Director of the Park People of Milwaukee County. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kathleen Dunn here in Milwaukee with Lisa Nalbandian, and this is our year-end membership drive on Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on us for in-depth talk of the issues. We count on you to keep all these discussions on the air, so it's your gift that makes it a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, this has been such an interesting hour about a nice, like, perspective on Milwaukee County Parks, but county parks as a whole. And I think it's such a great example of like how this show will look at Wisconsin issues in a really meaningful way. So take a few minutes to make conversations like this possible and so many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make the pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have this wonderful year-end membership drive special thank you gift. You can ask for food for 20 when you give $60 or food for 40 when you give $120.
And a great way to do that is that you can break up these amounts into monthly sustaining gifts. We talk about that a lot, becoming a sustaining member. So you do monthly charges of $5 or $10 a month. And then you can choose your thank you gift to provide meals to Wisconsin food banks right in your neighborhood. So you can just go to WPR.org to get started or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
That's the way we live. I like that. That's the way we live. Pledge at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian. We are asking for your support. This is our year-end membership drive. $10, $20 a month, a suggestion, or whatever you can give to us.
That's right. You come to Wisconsin Public Radio some days for information, other moments for great conversations, and sometimes really on the weekends for some good entertainment. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are really critical in supporting that connection for you and many others across the state. So keep the connection strong to you, to all WPR listeners, with the leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And after you make your pledge today, you'll feel good every time you turn on the radio. You'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you helped make this station possible, which is great.
That's right. And you really do make it possible because Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. Your pledge not only guarantees our future, it guarantees your future listening as well. So pledge right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and you're going to feel really good about that all year long.
A member from Heartland said, Lisa, I discovered public radio just a year ago. I've been hooked ever since. Thank you for all you give, and I'm happy to help out with a monthly contribution. Please keep the captivating programs coming. I like that description.
I do, too. That's really wonderful.
So how do people do this pledging thing?
Okay, so WPR.org. 888-202-2552. So call right now, go online. It's really simple and easy to do.
Thank you, Lisa, and thanks everybody for all of your gifts. Thanks to Chris Molina and KP Whaley for producing this program about the parks, to Scotty Myers for production here in Milwaukee, and thanks for your calls.